Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. Today's guest is Marco Lazzaroni, or Lazzaroni. Marco is a professional rugby player. What's the name of your team?
Benetton Rugby.
Where is Benetton Rugby? In Treviso?
Yeah, Treviso is a little city near Venice.
Famous for what wine?
Famous for Merlot and red kind of wines.
Red wines, okay. So just tell me a little bit about how you... Did you play rugby right from when you were a little kid?
When I was younger, I started playing rugby like at 10, 11 years old. So
it's quite late, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? But yeah. Since I'm a big guy...
Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 192.
And, right. And how much do you weigh?
Like about 115. So it was easier for a big guy to start playing rugby and
But you look to me, you got a lovely smile and you're like a gentle giant.
Yeah.
On the field of play, you're a quiet player, a noisy player.
I'm a gentleman just away from the field.
Okay, So in which position do you play for the team?
I play locks and loose forward.
So what does that mean?
The one that have to be stronger, but also have to be quick and fast to defend. So. It's a good zone to play rugby. That's very funny.
So how many days a week do you have to train?
All the week, because you have to be professional in the pitch and away, because you have to eat clean and have a good sleep. So it's a 360 work, no?
So are you allowed to have a glass of wine during the week or not?
Yes, I do.
So how many days before a game do you I guess you're just drinking a lot of water and absolutely no alcohol?
No. We say that after the match, all is allowed.
Everything is allowed.
But in the holiday, and now I'm attending a sommelier course, so of course I have to taste some wine, luckily.
What do your fellow players think about your... I mean, do any other players in your team have passion outside wine? Maybe somebody loves stamp collecting or watching birds or...
I have to say that for Italian, the passion of wines is strong. A lot of players that... play with me, we can say loves wine, but we have not a lot of free time to spend, to dedicate to your passion. So
but you're studying to become a sommelier, is that correct?
Yeah.
So did you do that in the evenings?
Yeah, in the evenings.
And is it like courses or do you do it on your own?
No, it's a course and with the AIS, yeah.
Which is the Association of International Sommeliers.
Yeah. And is it on Monday evening.
So what do you do, blind tastings or is it just lessons?
No, it's a part of lesson. And then the final session is a tasting, a wine tasting.
Are you a good blind taster?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you do
Yeah, but just... couple of times, not a lot.
What are your favourite wines? Do you go for, you're a big guy, right? I mean, do you go for like these big wines like Brunello, or do you go for something a little bit more delicate like a Suave or something like that?
No, yeah. I like a strong wine, so basically I prefer red wines. Right. But I love champagne. I really, really love, and because also my father, then he's why I love wine, because he used to work a lot, and I used to be away from home a lot. So when I get home, I love to stay with my father and talking, having a glass of good wine.
So when you say champagne, do you mean like sparkling wine or do you mean actually French champagne?
No, I mean champagne is
from France.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to get it. Yeah. Okay. So do you like Prosecco though?
Yeah, I like, because it's a funny wine, no? It's good to be together and have
everyday
a glass.
Wine, yeah,
yeah. 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 But... if I have to eat something really special or to be quiet, relaxing, chilling, I prefer having something a bit
strong.
Special, yeah, a bit strong.
Do you have like wine tasting evenings with your team members and maybe like medical staff or the people involved in the rugby club? Do you get together and do you like organise events?
Actually, we organize something once in a month, or when we have some free time to spend. because I know a sommelier and that owns an enoteca, so
which is a wine shop.
Yeah, a wine shop.
In Treviso.
In Treviso, yeah. And
what's it called?
It's called Tony del Spin.
Say that, Tony Giuspin.
Tony del Spin.
Okay, and is it in the center of Treviso?
Yeah,
is it very well known?
Yeah.
So is this what is this enoteca? Is he what kind of wine is he into? Is it natural wine or sparkling wines or what does he do?
No,
he's everything.
Yeah, everything. And but some really rare wine, so something like a Krug and 88, so something very very special. And we organized something with my teammate who loves most wine, and we organized a tasting and a dinner with special wine. So that's really cool.
Okay, so what's your favorite? Obviously, you talked about you're an athlete, and so you have to be very careful about what you eat and what you drink. What is your favorite Italian dish? Piatto with your favorite Italian wine. What is your absolute best pairing?
Yeah, I really really love Fiorentina. So
that's okay. Yeah. That's T-bone steak. Yeah. This guy's sitting there. He's like a giant. It's not going to be a cupcake. His favorite food.
So obviously, with a Fiorentina, you have to drink a Tuscany wine. So I love to drink Sassicaia or Tignanello or Cantina Antinori. Maybe it's one of my favorite winery ever. And so
you should come to Brigno. I live in Montalcini. You should come down. We'll have a little tour.
Yeah, I will.
And you know, because we obviously Fiorentina is it means the Florence in translation, which is a T-bone steak from the local Chianina cows, which are white coloured and have very nice pasture in the Chianina Valley. And the Fiorentina is a big dish, as Margot was saying. So it needs a big wine. So yeah, you should come down. We should do some.
I will.
Do some steak and
at least 1 kilo of Fiorentina.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can handle it. You could eat that for breakfast almost. You're not going to stop your career though if you become a sommelier qualified.
No. You know, rugby. The good things of rugby, I think, is that at the end of your career, you don't have enough money to stay at the seaside doing nothing. And this is lucky. It's not a bad thing. So I love to build my B plan. In the same time, no, you know. So be a sommelier for me is what I will do after my career, and what I'm building now is really really important for me, because I sacrifice one evening. That's for me is a lot, because I go sleeping at midnight or 1 o'clock, and the day after I have to train hard. And so for me is something that. Is worth, no? And so I'm very very glad about these things, and I'm very very glad about my parents' work that will give me another work when I will stop to play rugby. So
yeah, it's funny. I mean, a lot of sportsmen and women after their career, they're a little bit lost. They don't know what to do, because if you're a sports player, there's a team. There's like a medical team for you, a diet team for you, a fitness team for you, and it's like almost like an extra family. And then when you stop becoming a player, either maybe through injury or you just retire or you get sold, you're on your own. So the fact that how old are you? 22.
Yeah, I'm 22.
That's incredible. You're really thinking ahead, aren't you? That must come from your parents, right?
Yeah,
your parents must be very down to earth people.
Yeah.
What did your parents do?
My mom works in communication for a team that is an Italian company. You know? And my dad is in society with medical staff. And my family is very humble. And
do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, just one, 7 years older. Then he's an engineer. He's a chemical engineer. And he's actually, I have to say, the genius of... this investment of my parents' investment, because he made the paper with the major of the city where we are from. Actually, he's the genius of this plan. I hope we will work together in the future. So
what's funny about you is, if I saw you on the street and I was in a very old-fashioned mood, I think, hang on, he looks like a skinhead. He's got shaved head. He's got a massive tattoo on. I mean, your arm is thicker than my leg, right?
Maybe.
And I'm thinking, this is the guy I'm absolutely going to avoid, because he's, you know, if he's maybe in a bad mood and I say hello to him just to be friendly, he's going to
actually,
you are a gentle giant, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I do boxing.
Well, great.
After.
After I gave you all that build up and then you ruined it.
No.
So you do boxing or kickboxing?
No, just boxing, because boxing is the, you know,
the noble art.
Noble art.
So is that good for your reflex and your reaction time?
Yeah, that's why, because I like to extra work and to do something complementary at my sports. Mm. So I can stress out, but I can be better in some area, maybe. So
you're saying you use that as a de-stress?
Yeah.
But on the field of play, are you a bad boy or are you a very well-behaved player? Do you get in trouble with the referee?
No. The referee is like God, you know, you can touch him.
That's very different to football, because rugby is known for having far greater respect for the referee than soccer, than football.
Yeah.
You're much better, you're much more polite. Basically, one generalization is that rugby, it looks like it's being played by animals, but it's actually being played by gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a bad boy in the rules, you know, so it's allowed. So.
Okay, so, and in terms of, you know, when you're on the field of play and there's like a pause in play, maybe somebody's injured or whatever, do you stand in the middle of the field like there are 30,000 people and you're thinking, I wonder what am I going to have tonight? Am I going to have a Bulgari? Or am I going to have a Chianti Classico? Maybe that meat, am I going to baste it? Is that what you do, or are you absolutely focused on the game?
No, I absolutely focused on the game. Yeah.
Not once you think about, no, I don't believe you.
I swear.
Okay. No. Anyway, Marco Lattaroni, thanks very much for coming in today. Professional rugby player who has already got his second career lined up as a sommelier. I'm sure you'll be a great success. You're a great communicator. You have a wonderful smile. You have a really joyous feel about you, which is great, because you need that in wine. We often take it so seriously. And I'm sure you're a very serious player.
Thank you.
You'd be a fun guy to have around in a restaurant if I was stuck for a food and wine matching. Thanks a lot for coming in.
It's a pleasure and honour for me being here. So thank you.
It's an honour for us as well, yeah. Just going to have to check out your tattoos, right? I have also one here. Oh my God! You got one. He just took his bottom lip out. What does that say?
Ambition.
Ambition.
Yeah.
Was that painful to get done?
Yeah, it was painful. Yeah.
But once you've done it, you've done it.
Yeah.
Do you have one on the upper lip as well?
No. I was thinking about it, but
what were you going to put there on the upper lip?
Like, what words? Mm-hmm. Maybe hero. I would like to write down my dad.
But who is your hero? Your dad?
No, yeah, because he starts from the bottom and sacrificed part of his life and
to help you become a player.
Yeah. Now he's on the top and wasn't from the bottom, but he's one man that is a hard worker, struggling for the work and for give all the thing, all the stuff that the family
needed
or wants, because I'm lucky to be part of his family, you know. So I love his hard working. I love I think that I'm an hard worker. I would like to have to be an hard worker like him, and so that's why I'm so focused in life, in looking for a big plan. But that's not a big plan, but
plan B.
And after career, and he gave me a lot of values, so I'm one person that inspire me every day.
So Marco Lazzaroni, you are a gentle giant, a man with great sensibility and huge physical power. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and you've opened the world of rugby to me. And it's true what they say about, you know, football players are often very incredibly wealthy and not particularly articulate. And you, I know you're a professional sports player, but you're not like a gazillionaire. And the fact that you're thinking of your next career and planning that out is very wise and very unusual. Thanks a lot. You're a man that thinks ahead.
You have to come. To come
see a game, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Super guy, yeah. Thank you very much. A real discovery. Cool. Excellent. Brilliant. Good lad.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.